If you have a pumpkin sitting on your front stoop this time of year, well, that's nothing compared to the pumpkins in Damariscotta, Maine. Every year, people hollow out giant pumpkins, climb inside, and race. It is the annual Pumpkin Regatta. There are two divisions, paddle boat and power boat. And as Maine Public Radio's Patty White introduces us to some of the competitors.
Topher Mallory bolts a wooden frame onto the flesh of his 550-pound pumpkin powerboat. The stern is large enough to mount a 10-horsepower engine, double that of most competitors.
Bigger is better.
That is really funny.
No, I tend not to do things halfway.
A returning champion, Mallory says he needs speed to win and to keep from sinking.
Because the minute you start moving, water inevitably comes into the pumpkin, and it's just a law of diminishing returns. Before you know it, you're sinking. But everyone, you know, you stay afloat enough to move forward. So you're just really trying to quickly get the boat going as quickly as it could go and get your move on.
Peter Geiger is a 2-time champion in the paddle division.
It's not like you can take this pumpkin, put it in the water to see how it floats, and then pick it back up, and because these things are 500, 600, 700 pounds.
Geiger gets his pumpkins from a secret source that grows them to an ideal 500-pound size. He has them professionally decorated by a former airbrush artist. This year, it's a bat with foam wings extending out from the sides. He even has a 2-person pit crew. It's all in the spirit of defending his title and not disappointing his fans.
I've never been in a basketball court or a football stadium where everybody's cheering for me. And here I have these thousands of people just loving what I'm doing.
Are you ready for some racing? Are you ready for some pumpkin racing?
A tractor with a bucket loader places pumpkins into the water. Paddlers gingerly slip from a dock into their pumpkins, hollowed out just big enough for them to kneel in. Peter Geiger's pit crew makes some last-minute adjustments. His boat leans too far forward, so they shave off extra weight in pumpkin meat.
Paddlers, ready, set, get wet!
One racer tips into the water right out of the gate. Geiger and the rest paddle feverishly to a pumpkin buoy a few hundred feet away and create a bottleneck as they paddle around and race back to the dock. Geiger comes in third behind a competing pumpkin that lists from side to side. In the motorized division, it's Topher Mallory's turn. There's last-minute panic when his engine dies moments before the race, but a mechanic friend manages to revive it. Mallory's boat, twice the length of the others and with a bow that helps cut through the water, cruises to an easy first place. He plans to defend his title next year. Paddler Peter Geiger says he can't resist the Damariscotta Pumpkin Regatta either.
There's not so many things in life that are as simple and as fun and as awe-inspiring as giant pumpkins.
Next year, he's determined to race again and reclaim his champion status. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.